Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in his introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the one, the only, the undisputed heavyweight champion in the radio world, so often imitated, but never duplicated. Today, we're celebrating 35 years of radio. That's right, 35 years of Ring Talk worldwide. Of course, on the flip side of that, I lost my best friend this week. So when you toss all the things together, today's going to be an emotional salad, no doubt about it. We'll try to bring in a little Ali-isms here and there. Of course, Socrates Palmer, the man from the Big Apple, that's right, New York City's very own boxing writer. We'll bring him in, of course, to talk about the big fight tonight. Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, unbeaten still, of course, formerly of the former USSR and now the world middleweight champion, taking on Canelo Alvarez, of course, the former junior middleweight champion. Lots of things on the line tonight. Steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. We know that whole story. That's getting old. The bottom line is it's going to be a clean fight. And I think it will end before the 12-round limit. I mean, that's what the oddsmakers think. The oddsmakers are thinking, hey, this fight's going 12 rounds. I'm telling them, no way, no how, baby. This one ain't going 12. No way, no how. What do you think? Join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And after I bring in the great Socrates Palmer, we'll switch gears. We'll go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll see what things like. It's right around fight time, of course, as it nears. It's just hours away. Hours away, of course. The world middleweight champion. Catch it on pay-per-view. Catch it on the internet. Watch it any way you can. But this is a fight you really, really, really want to watch. I think there's a lot of bad blood here. That's why I say it's not going 12. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle. And one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. 12, make it 13 minutes past the hour. Let's switch gears and take it from the left coast to the right coast. Let's bring in Socrates Palmer, the one, the only, the man with the greatest name in all of boxing. What's up, Socrates?
Good morning, Pedro. I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent, man. Now let's break this down tonight. We basically got two undefeated fighters, of course. Canelo losing that one fight to Floyd Mayweather, and we're going to get to Floyd in just a minute. But how do you break this down? We've got a guy that's really a solid middleweight. He's, you know, I mean, he's a guy that's been around a while now. He's almost 35, 36 years old. He's getting up there in age. He's Gennady Golovkin. You get the other guy who's in the prime of his life, surrounded by the controversy of flambuterol or performance enhancing drugs. You and I call them Flintstone vitamins. I mean, break this down. Let's break it down this way. What has Gennady Golovkin got to do to win, Socrates?
I think what he has to do to win, he has to leave it in his hands. I think, unfortunately, in boxing, if it goes to the scorecards, I would have to favor Canelo. I think Golovkin needs to pretty much not veer off too much from his game plan in the first fight. I would like to see him cut the ring off more, and also invest in the body. It was too much head hunting. I was actually surprised that he allowed Canelo to basically run, you know, for most of the fight, as opposed to using angles and cutting the ring off. And if he's able to, which I believe he'll be able to keep his emotions in check, you know, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. If he could do that, I could see a late stoppage. I don't think that Canelo could withstand hard, invested body punching. And I think that's going to be the difference.
Did they learn anything from Sean Porter's performance last week? I mean, Sean Porter put on a clinic of body punching. Good Lord, I'm still feeling those shots.
Yeah, I mean, that it's funny that you mentioned that fight, because I thought that was a fight that could have gone the other way easily. I personally had it a draw. Sean Porter, I would like to see a better performance in someone like Sean Porter. I think Sean Porter is probably one of
you're not going to see a better performance from Sean Porter. That was the best he could ever do. He's not a Muhammad Ali cash display type of stylist.
That's true. That is true. But when I see Golovkin, I always saw him almost as an overgrown Julio Cesar Chavez. You know, I think he has that same style in him. You know, he just wear you down, break you down, and he also has that one-punch power that obviously has made him into a star. And I think that's going to come out tonight. I think Canelo, since he's off the vitamins, he's going to be fighting clean. Can Canelo have the gas for 12 rounds? I mean, he's been known to fade. You know, he didn't fade in the last fight. I wonder why. Now that he's clean, is he going to be able to do that? Now he's had a longer camp, you know, because of the suspension. Maybe he's in better shape, but we're going to find out. You know, I don't think he could change overnight. And I think he is what he is. I heard Teddy Atlas say that he sees Canelo being more dynamic. I agree. He's younger. He has a little faster hands. I think he has shown some boxing ability. But I think he's going to have to really take that risk, you know, to be great. You know, like we said it before, Pedro, guys like Ray Leonard, like Duran, you have to take that risk to be great, you know. And does Canelo have that in him?
You got to gamble. It's all about gambling.
Mm-hmm. Got to bring some to get some. You know, like James Toney, I've heard say. You know, you got to be willing to go through the fire.
Okay. Odds makers favor Triple G -155 as far as the odds are concerned. That's like almost 2-1 or 1.5-1. And it says the distance is the bet. I mean, that's where it seems all the money seems to be going on, a 12-round distance. I sort of bet 11.5 rounds are under $50 to win $100. So it's like not much. And I'm probably not going to be jumping on up and down if the scores are close tonight, because I've got $50 on. You know, anytime you put any money on something, it sort of ruins your objectivity, Socrates.
Yes, that is very true.
Okay, so Jack, the old Jack, just told me about that. He told me, remember one time I bet $50 on a Marlon Starling to beat Mark Breland, and somehow Breland got the decision. I called it a draw, and it was one of the biggest robberies and stink jobs in boxing history. And I was complaining about it afterwards, and he took me to task on that, man. You know, if you're covering this thing, you got to tell people straight up, you know, when you're writing the column for the paper, hey, I bet on this guy. You got to tell them either that or you don't do it. Anyway, that's a subject for another day. So does it go the distance or not?
I don't want to be wishy-washy. I'm going to say no. I'm going Golovkin stoppage around 9 to 10.
You know, if he gets into a groove and starts punishing this dude, I mean, like, we're talking severe punishment, body and head, and all that kind of good stuff. I don't know if the Canelo, you talked about Julio Cesar Chavez being such a great guy. He was such a great fighter. I watched him when he made his United States debut, so I know a little bit about him back in 1982. And I was there for the Meldrick Taylor fight, and I was there for the Frankie Randall fight. But, you know, once somebody stood up to him, like when Buster Douglas stood up to Mike Tyson, spit change, and spit spelled with an H here, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, but Chavez was a master of breaking people down and fighting borderline, you know, dirty, like the way he did to Chapo Rosario. I'm talking about just in his chest, taking your manhood, you know. I mean, Chavez at lightweight. I mean, even before, I mean, I think he came up from 122, if I'm not mistaken. The guy that beat up Roger Mayweather twice, you know, like, he was a beast. You know,
yeah.
Father Time's undefeated.
But what I'm trying to say is that I understand it. But when he got pushed to a point and he got older, things sort of changed. You know what I'm saying? And Golovkin's an old guy. Now we'll see what happens with him, of course. And you know, nobody knows what Father Time brings. Nobody knows what Father Time brings to the dance. You just never know when you've gotten old. You don't know it until it's too late.
Yeah, I agree. Now the one thing, Triple G has not really been in many wars. You know, now, does his body have the mileage? But then again, boxing is a sport of reflexes. You know, I see the punch coming, but my mind is telling me move, but my leg's saying, you know, half a second too late. So it's a great fight. Very intriguing. Very intriguing. Is Canelo the real deal? Who do you think has more riding on this? Canelo's legacy?
I don't know. He's the draw here. Unfortunately, the real guy, the champion, is the B side of the record. I mean, the B side of this 45. Golovkin couldn't make this kind of money with anybody else outside of Canelo Alvarez, so he needs Alvarez more than Alvarez needs him, per se. So I think Canelo's got the most to lose as far as the money is concerned. Real quick, Chocolito's going to fight tonight. Is he going to win?
I'll be honest. I don't know much about his opponent. I mean, he has to win. I mean, you know, he's lost twice, you know, in one-sided fashion. Very few fighters are like Marco Antonio Barrera, you know, that when he lost to Poison, you know, a lot of people thought he was done. And then he came back and probably better than ever.
I doubted Barrera. Barrera shut me up more than once, man. No doubt about that. Speaking of shutting me up, real quick, make a quick prediction inside the distance. You think it's Golovkin?
I'm going Golovkin within the distance, somewhere between 9 and 10. And now, for the good of the sport, you know, Canelo needs to win because he is the money draw. He's one of the few box office guys in the Western Hemisphere, you know. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn. You know, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. You know, like, I want Canelo to lose because of the fact that he cheated, and I think he deserves his penance. And the only way you get penance in boxing is to get your butt kicked, kind of like Margachito did. But, I'm going with Golovkin. He's the more legit fighter. I think he's been clean. At least he hasn't been caught if he's done anything. So I'm going Canelo. I'm going Golovkin round 9.
Socrates Malman, folks, New York City's very best boxing writer, no doubt about that. Soc, we'll check in tomorrow. All the best.
Thank you very much. Too kind. And happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Get this. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Yeah, that's hot. That's happening. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide since 1984. In a
special way. I know I'm never used no medicals. I like clean sport.
I'm great. Thank you, brother. I'm great. I feel great.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Oh, when you do bad, he'll talk about you.
Muhammad, he's looking bad. Ken Norton just hit him in the jaw. I wonder if he broke that same jaw. Angelo, ask Muhammad, is his jaw broke? I'm in the ring.
You use so many big words, Howard, you're a tricker man.
I'm not going to trick you. You know I'm not going to trick you, Muhammad. Wouldn't think of doing it.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent means, if that's good, I'm that.
You are not a stupid boy.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
The new soul sound of the mighty Tower of Power on the soul side of town, baby. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They are celebrating 50 years of music. That's right, 50 years of music this year. Of course, this brand new album out. They've got a new lead singer named Marcus Love, I believe. He's okay. He's not the greatest guy in the world, but he's sort of like a throwback to the days of Hubert Tubbs, who was their fourth lead singer. Straight up, it's a great album. It's got some deep sounds to it and some good rhythms, some great groove. Check it out on the soul side of town, the new Tower of Power album. Now, we take it to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. The fight is just a few hours away. Of course, we talk about Golovkin, Triple G, the reigning champion against the, well, some people call him the linear world middleweight champion. I don't know. We'll go back and forth on this one. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez has lost one fight. Golovkin's never lost before. They fought to a draw last year. This is the rematch. Johnny Sig, what's fight? Is the fight town buzzing or what? All right, hold on. Well, anyway, I'm checking out. Ronnie Sig got disconnected there. Let me look at this couple of headlines coming here beside the Golovkin fight. Looks like Floyd Mayweather is trying to steal the show away from Golovkin and Canelo. Of course, talk about him announcing that he and Manny Pacquiao are going to have a fight this year. Another nine-figure payday on the way for me, he said, according to Floyd Mayweather. Anyway, you hear Pacquiao in the background saying, I have the belt. Evidently, Floyd's going to go back and forth. They're going to fight. Floyd's got some he's just a greedy guy, and I don't mean just greedy in money, because he probably couldn't make any more money. Okay, I'm talking about just greedy as far as attention is concerned. He's just a creep. I mean, there's no other way to describe Floyd Mayweather, the guy that once told me in a press conference, you're the best boxing writer pound for pound in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this man, right? This is Pedro Fernandez, okay? And then about 3 or 4 minutes later, he said to me, man, what do you know about boxing? You don't know anything. Yeah, that's Floyd Mayweather. That's what a piece of work he is. No doubt about that. I heard you. We are two of the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So Pacquiao and Mayweather, I don't know. Johnny said, what do you think of Floyd coming in trying to steal some headlines away from these guys tonight? Is that pretty chicken spit or what?
Anytime Golden Boy Promotions has a big card, that man cannot resist himself to hijack it. And who cares about this fight between him and Pacquiao, too? Come on.
I didn't care about the first one.
You know what I'm saying?
I know the entire world was all pumped up about the first one, but it was 2 years past Pacquiao's peak, no doubt about that, at the very least. And of course, Pacquiao, had a torn rotator cuff muscle, so he couldn't reach an orgasm with the right hand if he tried that day.
100%, Pete. 100%. My thing is, if Floyd made an announcement that he wants to fight Errol Spence, well, that's exciting. But Manny Pacquiao, he just wants to steal the thunder, Pete.
You know what? I would like to see if he had the intestinal fortitude, that a tenth of the intestinal fortitude I think that a real champion has, he'd be calling out the winner of this fight. He'd be making these guys come down to 154 and fight him at 154. And you know what? Both those guys would cut off testicles to make 154 and fight Floyd Mayweather. So the fight could be made. He just doesn't want to make it.
That's what's up, and that would be a very impressive look, as it would if he called out like an Errol Spence or a top dog. But is that in Floyd Mayweather's nature of late? Absolutely not.
You know what? I mean, I'm going to call his entire career into question. I'm going to say, for the fact that, you know, maybe Chicanito Hernandez, he didn't duck him, and he didn't duck Diego Corrales and this and that. But after 135, he's been awfully selective in how he fights guys and how old they are and all that kind of good stuff. You know, I mean, it isn't like Ray Leonard when Ray said, you know what, line me up Duran, Hearns, and Duran again. And I'll do this all within a year and a half.
Well, you know I respect Floyd. Here's what's up. The Diego Corrales fight that you mentioned, that's what he gets the most street cred for, 100%. He was actually a dog in that fight, I believe. He was the underdog in that fight. And what did he knock down Corrales 7 times? Very impressive stuff. But that's when he was pretty boy Floyd. Money Mayweather, you get a different story. However, there was two fights that stand out when he was Money May. I'll give him this one. I'll give him these two, I should say. The Miguel Cotto fight and Marcos Maidana one. Those were good fights. And actually, I should say three, because the Zab Judah fight was a good, you know, nice little encounter for the first 10 rounds or so.
Yeah, hey, you know what? You bring up Zab Judah. I'll never forget the time I ran into a hooker in Las Vegas. We're sitting in the lobby. She goes, hey, we're in the Mirage Hotel. She goes, you know where Zab Judah is? I said, who? She goes, Zab Judah. Where's Zab Judah? I said, I don't know why. She goes, because he gave me a counterfeit $100 bill.
Oh, man.
Is that amazing or what? This chick's looking for him because he cut her with a phony Franklin. All right, back to tonight's fight now. I think it's not going to go the distance. In fact, I bet that and I've admitted that. So my scores tonight, I will have to admit before I announce the scores and after I announce the scores that I did bet on this fight, so it's going to sort of make me a little not so impartial, I think. I think it ruins my credibility as far as that's concerned. But I did it anyway, and I think that this fight's not going to go 12 rounds. I think the bad blood's there, and I think that Mr. Golovkin's really going to – I think that if he's a good fighter, he's going to win. If he's a great fighter, he'll win with these. But if he's a good fighter, he's going to win. Why say if he's a good fighter? What I mean by that is, can he overcome the fact that he's getting older? Can he overcome the fact that he's a step maybe a little slower? That he's had 300 amateur fights. Johnny, this guy had over 300. Didn't he have over 300 amateur fights?
He certainly did. And I think for me, the keys to victory for Triple G tonight, step on the gas sooner, use the jab more to close the gap. Once you do so, cut the ring off like he used to be good at, bang to the body, come up to the head, and turn the lights off. For Canelo, I think he has to use his hand speed and vary combos to make Triple G have to reset, so therefore Triple G cannot cut the ring off. Utilize the ring, but not tire out for Canelo. Get the respect from Triple G early as well as a big thing for him to do by trying to land something big. I am so intrigued by this fight. Vegas is hyped, man. I've lived here for 5 years now. And let me say something. There's been some big events since I've been out here. Vegas is buzzing.
Well, it's not quite like an Ali fight, I can assure you, or a Tyson fight. I can assure you that. Okay, I mean, I don't think the world's going to come to a stop for this fight. The world came to a stop when Ali fought. The world came to a stop to an extent when Tyson fought. What is the difference between boxing superstars of that era as far as their ability to grab popularity and be as popular as they are versus today? Is it that there are so many other attractions that's outside of boxing that people can't, there's not enough time for people to focus on the sport?
I think that's a wonderful question. And I think it's crazy to think and conceive that Muhammad Ali and, well-deserved was one of the biggest, you know, sports celebrities, if not the biggest in sports history. We didn't have internet back then. We didn't have the kind of exposure in media, but he was still able to transcend himself that way and become a public polarized figure. That is incredible. Nowadays, you know, you have social media and all this kind of stuff, so guys can get a name a little sooner. But now, because there's so much content out there and so many fighters and so many different outfits to look at this content, some of these guys get buried. So I got to respect the old school cats that became legendary, like Roberto Duran and all that. People had to hear word of mouth. Even back in the day, Joe Louis, people had to listen to these things on the radio, man. You know, so it's like word of mouth spoke volumes. And I think I got to give all the credit in the world to the guys that did it, the pioneers during a golden era of boxing, you know, for making a statement, because that was not easy to do.
Interesting. We're talking boxing with John Signorella, folks. Of course, he is based in Las Vegas, Sin City, Las Vegas. Of course, decided tonight's fight, the mega fight. Gennady Golovkin, undefeated, the man from the former USSR, and of course, the man from Mexico, the man that's a star as far as pay-per-view is concerned, Canelo Alvarez. Of course, a confirmed cheat, no doubt about that. You know how I feel about cheaters, especially in combat sports. I think they should be banned. I think somebody should go out and cut off all of their fingers on one hand so they can never fight again. I'm just against performance-enhancing drugs. And the reason why I say that is that, you know, this is not baseball, and this is not golf, it's not swimming. We're not breaking records, we're breaking bones, we're breaking people. And that's where I draw the line as far as performance-enhancing drugs and things like that are concerned. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free no-commitment text line, 415, just went off, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Johnny Sig will be here after the break. Of course, Johnny Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez only on pay-per-view, folks. In other words, you've got to spend $70 to watch this fight unless you go to maybe a website called VIPBox.TV. Maybe you're VIPBox.EU or something like that. Maybe you could pick up a free broadcast there. If you don't mind listening to the fight in French or Spanish or Chinese, hey, you know, what can I say? You might watch it for free. You might watch it for free. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Fight Live Broadcast Network. I am the man celebrating 35 years of radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk live worldwide, baby.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line in this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I'm not saying the Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yid Vicious himself talked about the pit bull of comedy, Bobby Slate, in San Francisco next month, October, at the Punchline here. And that's a few blocks away from the studio, of course. Bobby will be in to spend some time with Rick Tittle, no doubt about that. But Bobby Slayton and I go back to 1981. He was just a whiny kid when he came to San Francisco to start out his comedy career. And now he's a superstar. Speaking of superstars, next week, next Thursday night, I am in Sacramento, California, to see Michelle Wolf. Michelle Wolf is a lady that made Sarah Huckabee Sanders cry at that that White House Correspondents' Dinner earlier in the year. And she was applauded for that by the sane people in the world and degraded by that by the insane people in the world. And, of course, the following night, I'm going to see Tower of Power and Average White Band. That's right, my boys, both of the greatest soul bands of all time, together in Sonoma, California. So, Johnny Signorelli, the reason why I brought that up is I know that you're a big fan of both those bands, and I wanted to make you jealous.
What a concert. What a night, man. You got a tough life, Pete.
I know I do. I really do. Well, you know, my dog died, so I'm not too happy about that. And I might as well talk about this right now and get it out of the way. My dog was my partner for like 12 years, 12 years and a couple of months, 24/7. I mean, with the exception of the fact I would go away for a week, a year, or maybe go to Dubai for 2 weeks about 10 years ago, the dog was with me 24/7. The dog got sick last Thursday during a run. On Sunday, she passed away. It was like totally unexpected. So I'm like blown away by it. But that's my partner in crime, baby. As a private investigator, I went into all neighborhoods knowing that dog was right there. So we're going to say I'm going to have to redefine my work scope. Just put it to you like that, but Johnny. Anyway, Johnny, let's go back to tonight's fights. What's on the undercard? Who is this WBO 154-pound guy, Munguia? Tell me about him.
Jaime Munguia, 30-0, 25 KOs, taking on Brandon Cook tonight. Brandon's 20-1, 13 KOs. My prediction is that Munguia will look good in a showcase fight, get a KO. I believe this is his third fight this year. So this kid pretty much, I'm going to say, came out of nowhere as far as the casual is concerned. And making a name for himself. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight. We also have Chocolatito, as you mentioned earlier, against Moses Fuentes. And Michael Sullivan.
We're booing. We boo Chocolatito here. We boo him.
Johnny, let's see what he's got left.
Johnny, no. You understand. When they build you up to be the best, the biggest, baddest, I mean, most incredible athlete you're ever going to see, nobody can fight better than this guy. God couldn't design a better fighter. And then he gets drilled basically two fights in a row. You know, that sort of says something about his ability. But I'm not a big Max Kellerman fan. And the reason being is that Max sold out. I remember when Max was cool. Max was smoking weed and having a good time. Then Max sold out and went establishment. When the establishment, when I say we went our different ways. Anyway, back to the fight tonight. Munguia in the showcase fight. This guy's from Canada. This is like a 15-1 fight. This is like an outman, right?
Yeah, they got him here. Jaime Munguia is -500 to Cooks +375, I believe. So, yeah, they're pretty much saying that this guy, Cook, doesn't have a chance. Cook's going to get cooked.
Okay, so but here's what's up. Between you and I, 5-1, if it's a cinch fight, that's not bad money to make. You know what I'm trying to say? I mean,
yeah, you really don't.
If you can guarantee yourself a 5-1 return, you know, that's not too bad.
No, you don't see that too often nowadays. The rest of the fight, I mean, if you look at the Gonzalez odds, they got Chocolatito at -1300. And Moses Fuentes is +700, you know. And Moses, let me tell you something about Moses, man. A lot of people don't know about this dude. Of course, I do because that's me. That's what I do. So he's lost, I think it's 3 out of his last 4 fights. So I think this is a safe bet for Gonzalez, you know, if you want to wager, you know, a bunch of money just to win back peanuts. But I do like the Dave Lemieux versus Spike O'Sullivan fight as the co-feature. I think we're going to see a fun fight at 160 pounds tonight, Pete.
David Lemieux, 39-4, of course, big puncher, 33 KOs, taking on Gary O'Sullivan. How good is O'Sullivan?
Sullivan's okay. You know, I mean, he's a decent fight. How old is he? I believe Sullivan, is that what you asked me, Pete? I'm sorry. I have a little delay in my ear right now.
No, he's 30. He's 30. I said, how good is he, though? He's from Ireland. But I'm not knocking. He's 34 years old. He's from Ireland.
I like him. Good personality, charismatic, fun fighter. Comes in, you know, does his thing. Nothing spectacular, nothing beautiful, but he works hard, and I always respect a man like that.
28-2, of course. Lemieux and this guy have had some bad blood. This has been the some of the press coming out of Las Vegas week has been the bad blood between these two guys. But the real bad blood is Canelo and Golovkin, and they're not even allowing these guys to face off. Did they face off during the weigh-in or anything like that? Did they? I mean, what's up with that?
Yes, they did. Canelo was a little out of character, rushed Triple G. Triple G kept his composure. I think it was Canelo trying to see how Triple G would you know, mentally handle him being, meaning Canelo coming in as the aggressor. I like G's tactic. He keeps it cool, man. You know, he's not going to risk anything. There's a big fight tomorrow. He's not going to react and you know, have himself get cost more money like he did the first time around. You know, unfortunately, when Canelo failed for drug testing, cost Triple G a lot of money. Kept his composure, but they faced off last night. Canelo seems a little out of sorts emotionally and showing a little bit more, just seems a little unprofessional, Pete, to say the least.
I think he's in uncharted waters. I don't think he knows what he's got himself to, because if you've been using Flintstone vitamins to get along, in other words, to get up during the daytime and go through your natural workouts and that kind of good stuff, and you've been using steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, and then they've taken them away from you, that's got to do something to your confidence. That's got to do something to you. It's got to do something to you, man. And most guys I know, I'll mention this one guy. He was an Australian fighter, and when they took away the steroids from him, he lost. So what I'm trying to tell you is that steroids do work. They do work. They are an advantage, no doubt about it, in combat sports. And Canelo Alvarez should be punished. He shouldn't be fighting, I don't think. But the fact that boxing needs this fight, and he's the biggest star in boxing, even though he's a cheat, isn't that an indictment of the game itself, Johnny Sig? If the biggest draw in the fight game is a cheater?
100%. And what you just said right there was wonderful stuff, Pete. And I think that when someone's insecure, you know, he doesn't have, like, the performance enhancement drugs to lean on, you act out of sorts. You act out of behavior. And you know what? Well, the year layoff and that knee surgery, no one talks about these things. I'm surprised. Affect Canelo. Let's face facts. It's been almost exactly a year to the day since he last fought. He's no longer on steroids. And he's had knee surgery. Will these things factor in, Pete?
He's an incredible athlete, though. I think even before he started cheating, I mean, I really thought he was a good-looking prospect. And as he moved his way up, I watched him fight in the preliminaries. I mean, I said this guy's a star in the making, no doubt about it. In fact, he wasn't the dark-skinned Mexican. He's the cinnamon-skinned Mexican with the red hair, so that makes him really apropos for all demographics. And he's a complete fighter, but the fact that he needed steroids to cheat, listen, it's like this. I'll say it again. We're not hitting baseballs. You're hitting people. And, you know, I hit a lot of people in my time and violently. And it was an athletic endeavor. But I don't think that I should have been given the advantage of holding a roll of nickels or a roll of dimes inside my glove. And I don't think I should have been able to take the padding out of my glove. In other words, I don't think I should have been able to cheat at all. And in other words, any cheating combat sportsman, they should just take you out and shoot you. That's all there is to it. Speaking of cheating, real quick, do you know Chris Cyborg Santos is? Do you know that the woman is? You know the woman fighter from Brazil? Do you know who she is, Johnny?
I'm not familiar with the name, Pete. No.
You got to look at her, Johnny. I mean, she is a monster. She's going to fight later in this year against Amanda Nunes, but she's a monstrous, and she's one of the few chicks in this entire world that I would never mess with. She is frightening. I just had to bring her up because I know you always – I know you get in these intergender champs. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I got to announce this. John Signorelli is our intergender champion. Remember, who was the guy? Who was the guy on TV that Marty – what was his name? The guy that used to do the wrestling thing with Jerry Lawler, and he ended up dying. They did that movie about him, The Late Night. Remember, he was on Taxi. Who was his name? Come on, somebody.
Man, I forget his
– Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, he wrestled chicks. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to ask you to go out and defend your title against chicks or anything like that. But anyway, I don't know where I'm going. I'm having some fun. Anyway, a Texas got in here from one of my main guys. He's been here in the studio, of course. My man, 35 years we've been together. Pedro, happy 35th anniversary to your show. Wow. From AM radio 35 years ago to the World Wide Web. Always the best to you. Your pal, longtime listener, Ron Wong of South San Francisco and his lovely family. So I want to salute them, no doubt about that. Johnny Sig, this fight's not going the distance tonight. Munguia's not going the distance tonight. Are a lot of fights not going the distance? And when you look at the card, is this a card full of knockouts?
I think there's going to be a lot of people taking some naps tonight, Pete. I think there's going to be four knockouts. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I really can't see it going any other way in any of these fights, honestly.
Okay, and one more time. What's Errol Spence going to do? You mentioned him a little bit earlier. Is he going to take on Mikey Garcia, or was that a pipe dream of Garcia's? Or Al Heyman's dream to keep a super fight in-house?
I think he's going to keep it in-house. It's the smartest thing to do. I think we get Sean Porter next, which I think will be a great time. I think the Garcia thing is unfortunately going to have to be a pay-per-view. I don't think Showtime's interested in doing a pay-per-view, being that they have Fury coming up against Wilder. And, of course, if Mayweather and Pacquiao is legit, I think that goes to Showtime. So that's another pay-per-view.
Let's talk about Wilder and Fury. Go back to what? That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. You've got two good personalities here, two guys that think that they both want to win, and they're both undefeated.
Do we get the best press tour of all time between these two? The mouthpieces on these guys, they're hilarious. And they're good fighters. I think this is a great fight. I'm excited for this.
Okay. Anthony Joshua and Mr. Bovetkin, will that be going the route?
Oh, that's a great question. I could see that going both ways in terms of both guys being able to stop each other. You know, I've mentioned before on air that I think Joshua's lost a little step since the Klitschko fight. And I think that he also has a hard time fighting smaller guys. But I've seen Povetkin be vulnerable, and I've seen Joshua look really good. So I don't think that one going. I mean, I got everyone getting knocked out today, don't I? But I don't see see that one going the distance.
You know what, Johnny? I think it's – and I never did it, okay? I didn't do it. But there were guys that I sparred with that were smaller than me and lighter than me, and you were able to take incredible advantage of these guys because of size. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, how can I put this? Tonight we've got two middleweights, real middleweights. One maybe used to fight at 154, maybe had his peak at 154. We'll see how this goes down. Of course, the drugs, all this different drama, the fact they don't like each other, the fact that one guy screwed the other guy up, possible $15 or $20 million in money. So, you know, all kinds of bad blood here. A night of knockouts, no doubt about that. Now, tomorrow, you'll come back and you're going to handicap this for us, okay?
Absolutely, Pete. I could not wait.
Okay, good enough, Johnny. All the best. Say hello to the old lady for me.
Thank you, Pete. Happy anniversary, Pedro. 35 years of radio. Dude, you're a total inspiration. The reason why I got into boxing journalism and radio personality, broadcasting. Pete, you're the best, man. All respect and love to you.
Thank you so much. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide.
I got fired from my last job. Don't tell my new boss. But it wasn't my fault. All I did was stop working. When they fired me, they called me into HR and they were like, Michelle, it seems like you're just not doing your job. And I was like, yeah, but for like 9 months.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
The mighty Larry Braggs, baby, on Tower of Powers Media. Of course, Larry, now the lead singer for the mighty Temptations. Larry Braggs, I discovered him at a nightclub here in the city by the bay. People say to me, you really did? Yeah, I told Tower of Power he could sing. And then they brought him on, they signed him, and he stayed there 12 years. Straight up, Larry, you owe me some money for getting that gig. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, tonight, the UFC is rocking and rolling, but only on their UFC Fight Pass. It's UFC Fight Night 136, of course. 136, man, they're rocking and rolling. Of course, in the heavyweight main event, Mark Hunt taking on Oleg Olenek. Olenek's a monster. Mark Hunt is more like a throwing Samoan or a slowing Samoan. Call him what you want, but he always comes to fight. I just think he's going to have some concussion issues after the beatings he's taken throughout his MMA career when it comes time to retire. Jan Blachowicz versus Nikita Krylov is the co-feature and the former world heavyweight champion. Andrei Arlovsky is taking on Shamil. Just call him Shamil. Anyway, that's a heavyweight contest, of course. Three rounds or less in those semi-main events. And, of course, the main event, Mark Hunt and Oleg Olenek is going to be five rounds heavyweights. That's not going to go five rounds. No way, no how. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday. Two different shows. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and all the other network entities in which this show's layering on. And, of course, we come to you for 2 hours on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's right. Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 1 hour. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, those are our live times. And I want to say this. Of course, 35 years of radio. I've got a pretty good producer right now. His name's Scott Cuddy. I want to thank him for all the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, that kind of good stuff. Of course, Darren Peck is the network president here. And, of course, the man that runs things, the godfather of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, is the incomparable Ron Barr. So I want to thank all those three gentlemen for, of course, allowing me to sit here and do my thing week in and week out here at the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, the sad part. My best friend of 12 years passed away this past Sunday, and I was wondering whether I could make it through the show. And I made it thus far, so all I'm going to say is it's been rough. If you have a dog, hug her. You never know when they go. Floppy, I love you. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect. This is Ring Talk, 35 years.